You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Friday's action on this edition. Very good Friday of racing to look forward to as well, with day two of the William Hill Air Gold Cup Festival. Also got good racing at Newbury and jumping at Newton Abbott on Friday afternoon. Evening action from Newcastle and Dundalk, and a twilight card in there as well from Ballinrobe. So plenty to get stuck into. It's all live on William Hill Racing Radio from 105 with Bobby Beavers, Gary Capewell and Andrew Mounts in the studio. So do join them for that right now. It's Mark Walton with Chris Pimlott looking ahead to the best of Friday's action. How are you, Pimmy?
I'm very well indeed, yeah. Looking forward to this next few days at Air. Very much a William Hill in mind, isn't it? With the bronze, silver, gold cup, you name it. They're racing for it up there this weekend.
£200,000 on offer as well in the William Hill Air Gold Cup. So plenty of money. It's the biggest week of flat racing in Scotland. And we'll just take a little glance towards the feature, if we can, Pimmy. The William Hill Air Gold Cup, a heritage handicap over 6 furlongs on Saturday at 3:50. As we record this, Buffer Zone is the favourite at 11-2, 8-1 for Gulliver. Summergand is 11-1, 12-1 Arecibo. Major Jumbo 16s with Mr. Lupton, 20s for Air Raid, 20-1 Cold Stare and Good Effort as well, along with Gunmetal, Inti Saab and Just Another Bottle. Laugh a Minute also 20s and 25-1 or bigger prices for the remainder. Now, traditionally, Pimmy, it's good to be drawn high in the William Hill Air Gold Cup. We've got an Irish Raider in Buffer Zone that's got great form in the book and is drawn in 21. You can see why Joe Lyons runners at the top of the market, can't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely loads of ticks in boxes for him. Joe Lyons and Conor Keane have been doing really well in the native Ireland as well. So, yeah, lots of ticks in boxes. £5 penalty from that win 6 days ago, but certainly got to be a major player. Again, good to see the North throwing plenty of darts at the board for. He's got plenty of runners. David O'Meara's got 5 or 6. There's lots of interesting ones there. As per usual, we might really want to find out over the Friday when we see some races over the sprint distances where actually the pace might come from and where the better ground might come from. I think the weather forecast is very much to be set fair for Air, so you can imagine the ground's going to get a little bit quicker as the week progresses. And again, as I say, lots to like about the favourite Buffer Zone, but there's so much value to be had. I really wouldn't know where to begin. If I was going to look for something at a big price, I've always liked this horse, and he possibly hasn't reached the heights that he should have done. And he's a bit of a negative when he comes thinking about the draw coming out of stall number 4. But I thought Staxton at 25-1 could well be interesting. As I say, he's not possibly reached the giddy heights I thought he might do. And of the O'Meara runners, possibly Gulliver. Again, coming out of stall number 9, 12-1 shot. Might be a player. I thought he ran plenty well enough to finish third 6 days ago.
Yeah, a couple of decent prices there. Gulliver 8-1. The one you mentioned of Easterby's 33-1 for Staxton, in fact. So nice bit of value there. I quite like Arecibo. I don't think he does struggle to win, but if you look at his form in all those big handicaps, he's always there or thereabouts. And at 12-1 as an each way angle, I think, well, given his recent form and he's drawn 17, I think he's got a chance of going close again.
I think the big thing with him is he's one of many runners from O'Meara's, but he is the chosen mount of Danny Tudup, and I think that's possibly a tip in itself, really, of the ones he's got. And he's got lots there with bits of chances that Tudup's decided to go for Archie Sebo. So I can see where you're coming from that, and I'm more than likely would be swayed that the draw 17 is good for him.
We'll have more on that, of course, as we build up to Saturday's action. But a little bit of an early look there from Pimmers. We're going to concentrate now on the action coming up on Friday, day two of the William Hill Air Gold Cup Festival. A tremendous card to look forward to there. We've got a couple of listed races and the William Hill Air Bronze Cup. So Pimmy's going to give us the winner of all three of those, nice and easy.
Oh.
We'll start with a 2:40.
You've done a great job finding these races for me, I'll tell you.
The Harry.
Rum going on, listener. Rum going on.
The Harry Rosebery Stakes, a listed race for the two-year-olds, is that 240 contest. We've got a pretty good turnout as well, Pimmy. There's 13 of them in the lineup at the moment. Take out Mrs. Bouquet, who's already a non-runner. So,
Oh, that's an interesting one that's been withdrawn, because she certainly would have been high on the shortlist. I think it's interesting that we've got a few Irish challengers here. William McCreary sent one over. Fozzie Sack sent a couple over. Michael O'Callaghan sent Isabeau over. I thought she could be a player. She's official rating of 101, and I thought she ran well enough in a listed race at the Curragh last time out, so she could certainly be a player, Isabeau. By the first season star, Cable Bay, who's having a really good time of it, looking like he's going to be a stallion for the future. And again, the race is dominated by fillies, really. We've only got two colts in the race, Dylan De Vega for the far yard, and Show Me also from the far yard. Again, both of them come here with bits of chances, but I do feel that it's more than likely going to go to one of the girls. And as I say, I'd certainly got Mrs. Bouquet high on the shortlist, but that's an absentee now. So I think I would just be siding with the other Johnson runner, and that's Dream Cart, who, again, possibly didn't get the best of rides last time when given a very positive ride, and that possibly played against the chances. But prior to that, she'd been in good form, and I think she could be a player tomorrow afternoon. So take a chance with Dream Cart. Not sure what price she is with us, but hopefully she'd be a bit of value.
Yeah, not priced up at the time of recording, but hopefully we might get an each-way price about Dream Car. That's the selection for Pimmy in that 240. 315 at Ayr is also a listed race. This is the Scottish Fillies Sprint Stakes, and it's for the three-year-olds and older, 5.5 furlongs in front of them. And this time we've got a field of 20 lining up, so as competitive as you would expect. Plenty of in-form sprinters. And when you run these sprints, you could get 10 different winners in 10 different runnings. So it's nice and easy.
Yeah, it's dead easy. You know, it's the sort of race that you really look forward to analysing and trying to find the winner from. Again, Bessie Trotter, the top one, she's run today. So whether she takes a chance tomorrow afternoon remains to be seen. But she has had a race this afternoon. Gosh, there's many of them coming to the race in reasonable form, doesn't there? Woody Creek, a mark of 102, another Irish challenger for the Fozzie Stack Yard. Signora Cabello, very highly tried this season. This is dropping down in grade for her, and certainly you'd have to imagine that if she's still got the zest for the game, that's possibly a question that I worry about. But as I say, she has been in very deep water so far this season, and quite rightly so, but she might just find this a little bit easier. So I thought she could definitely be a major player today, tomorrow, and off a mark of 106. You know, she's the highest official rating in the race, so she's got to be there or thereabouts, providing that she's you know, in the right frame of mind. And the other one that I thought was interesting is Last Empire, daughter of Pivotal. Kevin Ryan's filly has won all three of her races this season. Danny Tuddo takes the mount carrying the colours of the Clipper Logistics, and I think again she could well step to the plate tomorrow afternoon in what is, you know, listed company for her.
Out of those you mentioned, if you had to lean one way or the other, what would you come down on?
I'd like to think that Signora Cabello can bounce back to form.
Yeah, running in a Group 1 last time. She's a Group 2 winner for certain last year.
Yeah.
I think she finished second in a Group 1 as well. So she's the class angle in the race, isn't she, really? So it would be
most
nice.
Definitely. But as I say, whether the deep waters have bothered her a little bit this season, or whether she's not just trained on, or there might, you know, there's lots of questions that need answering for her. But in this grade, she should still be very competitive.
Onto the big betting race of Friday next, the 3:45, the William Hill Air Bronze Cup Handicap. Class 2 event over 6 furlongs, 13-2 the field at the time of recording this, with Pendleton at the top of the market. She's 13-2. 15-2 Music Society. Lucky Lucky Man, 8-1. 11s for Friendly Advice. 11-1 for Tommy G. In Excess is 12s. 14s Global Hope. So then 14-1 for Paddy Power and Primo's Comet. 16s Shallow Hal. And 20s or bigger for the remainder. Again, this could be a clue or two to how the draw will pan out on Saturday, but we usually aim for high numbers, and I suppose Pendleton fits that bill given it's drawn in 25.
Yeah, bang on the rail there, so certainly a big plus for supporters of Pendleton. He's very tough, he's very consistent, never seems to run a disappointing race, and you can even see why they've put him at the top of the market. Again, a lot of these guys aren't coming into the race in great form. You know, typical sprinters, running all the time. Some knock on the door and it doesn't quite open, and others get a bit of confidence and put a few sequences together. But not very many of these are in that. Global Hope is one that you could say is in great form, having won last time out and was third prior to that. Oriental Lily, a winner 3 days ago. Again, I think she'd have to up a game for me if she was going to take a hand in the finish tomorrow afternoon. I thought Friendly Advice is interesting, coming out of stall 14 for the Keith Dalglish yard. She's very tough, very consistent. I thought she would definitely be a player. I don't know what price we've got her up at Friendly Advice. Stall 14, sort of not bang in the middle, but not far off. And yeah, if you can get a double figure price about her, 10 to 1 or bigger, then I think she'd be a bit of value at Friendly Advice tomorrow afternoon. And of the others, I thought Dizzy G was interesting, having got his head in front last time out, but stall 7 just might be a little bit too low.
We've got a Dizzy G and a Tommy G in here. So
Dizzy G, Tommy G, Ali G. There you go.
It could be an interesting forecast. Pimmy likes Friendly Advice and at a double figure price in that the William Hill Air Bronze Cup. Pleasure as always, Pimmy. Best of luck and enjoy on Friday.
Well, good luck to you guys who are punted on the bronze, silver, and gold, because it's going to be tricky.
Good thing about that is, of course, if you get the winner, you usually get a decent price.
Oh yeah. Well, there's value to be sought after, that's for sure.
That's Chris Pimlott giving us his thoughts on Friday's racing. You'll be able to hear it all on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:05 PM. Bobby Beavers, Gary Capewell and Andrew Mount, the team in the studio. We've got day two of the William Hill Air Gold Cup Festival with Newbury and Newton Abbott in the afternoon. Ballinrobe, Newcastle and Dundalk will keep us entertained throughout the evening. So do join the guys for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.